Final score here in Neola tonight, Tri-Center 17, OABCIG 14 in overtime. And Coach Larry Allen, a great game it was. Tough, obviously, to come up just on the short end of the stick in a game like this.
You know, we played so hard, did so many good things. You know, it doesn't come down to one play, and that's what the kids got to remember. You know, Caden's just trying to make a play there. We had lots of other opportunities, and these are ones that are tough. You know, kids played well. Proud of them.
Yeah, try passing it three times there in overtime, but the third one intercepted to seal the win for Tri-Center Neola. And you mentioned other opportunities. Your first three drives of this game started in enemy territories. You got the long kickoff return to start the game from Chase and Dylan with a punt return to set up your first half touchdown, and also had your next drive start in enemy territory, but only able to cash in on one of those opportunities, something you look back on will haunt you at the end.
Definitely. You know, you have plus territory there. You got to take advantage of that, and we just couldn't do that. First half, we really played well, and I thought we really dominated. Defensively, kids did a great job. Coach Cheesick has them coached up well. You know, quarterback's a good kid. He made a couple cutbacks on us that we just over-pursued a little bit, and he made a nice play on us, but you know, we knew it'd be a dogfight. We knew it'd be a tough game. We just need to make one or two more plays here, and things would have gone our way.
And that second half, Tri-Center got a big boost with the Sorensen kickoff return to the 11-yard line, and fortunate that you were able to get him down before he reached the end zone. And then Paulson to Sorensen, a heck of a fourth down and one play to get him in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals that the quarterback's going to run the ball 90% of the time, 95% of the time, and we knew that. And had to force them into doing something that they weren't accustomed to doing, pitching the ball. And, you know, and they made a good play on that one. They haven't done that a lot this year on those pitches. So kids executed what we wanted them to do. They just, Tri-Center just made one more play than we did.
How about your team showed some heart later in that fourth quarter as well, taking it down the field 62 yards to score, and great running by Chase Devitt as part of that, scoring both of your touchdowns as he took it in from a yard out to cap off that drive. And Dylan Wenschel, who you threw the short passes to tonight, also made some nice yards after the catch on that drive.
Dylan's pretty elusive, not very big, so he gets lost in there a little bit, you know, and that was what we tried to do tonight, let him turn loose. Chase twisted his ankle there early in the second half, and that kind of limited some of the things that he could do, you know, and we're just that close in a lot of things, and we just got to go try to evaluate and see what more things we can keep working on and keep improving on, and hopefully get a win next week.
Chase limited. Did that include the PAT attempts, and did that make it all the more that you were going to go for two in the situations you did here tonight?
Not really. We've kind of practiced that most of the year. You know, we just haven't scored a lot of touchdowns to show it. You know, we have some options off of that, and had we gotten the better snap there and he couldn't quite scoop that snap, I think maybe we get in on that one, you know, and then it's a different ball game, of course, you know, but ifs and buts and all that kind of stuff. So we made a lot of good plays, just not quite enough tonight.
Tri-Center over OABCIG in overtime, 17-14. A great effort by your guys tonight. Sorry to fall you just short. Larry Allen, thanks for stopping up.
You bet. Thanks, you guys, for your coverage.